USA Radio News.
A possible motive revealed in the Nashville bombing. A Nashville realtor who knows Anthony Quinn Warner tells local TV station News 4 the FBI asked him yesterday if Warner had a paranoia about 5G technology. The realtor says he didn't know. Some conspiracy theorists believe 5G is being used by governments around the world to spy on its citizens. Newsweek identifying Warner as a suspect in the Christmas Day explosion in downtown Nashville, the FBI not commenting on a possible motive. Meanwhile, retired FBI bomb technician Jim Maxwell tells CNN this investigation could take a while.
This type of crime scene is going to take days, if not weeks, to sort out.
President-elect Joe Biden being briefed on the Nashville bombing. Biden yesterday also calling on President Trump to sign the budget bill that contains a COVID relief package. Biden says millions of Americans need the help the bill provides. This is USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by Hyundai. Car care is essential, and regular maintenance can improve the performance of your vehicle and save you money. Hyundai is making it much easier for its owners by now offering 3 years of complimentary basic maintenance with the purchase or lease of a new Hyundai vehicle. The Hyundai Complimentary Maintenance Program includes oil and oil filter changes, plus tire rotation at normal factory scheduled maintenance intervals for 3 years, or 36,000 miles, whichever comes first. Barry Ratzlaff, Chief Customer Officer, Hyundai Motor America.
Hyundai has always been a company that listens to customers and strives to provide products and services that maximize value and simplify life. Building on the strong foundation of America's best warranty, Hyundai Complimentary Maintenance helps dealers ensure that our owners keep rolling with peace of mind.
Complimentary Maintenance is part of Hyundai's promise to create a better ownership experience. For more, visit HyundaiThreeYearMaintenance.com.
The coronavirus's deadly impact being felt more than ever this month. Daniel Naraki has more.
The United States has reached a grim milestone in the fight against coronavirus, as 1 in 1,000 Americans have died of COVID-19. According to data from Johns Hopkins University, the total number of people who have died from COVID since the beginning of the pandemic topped 331,000 on Saturday, with December becoming the deadliest month this year. Nearly 60,000 people have succumbed to the virus this month. Health officials have warned that a continued surge after the holidays could raise the death toll to over 400,000 by early next year. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A deadly night at a bowling alley. 3 people killed and 3 hurt in a shooting last night at a bowling alley in Rockford, Illinois. 2 teenagers among those shot, no word on their conditions. A 37-year-old man in custody. The shooting, an apparent random act of violence. A deadly shooting in Massachusetts as well. 1 killed and 5 hurt in a shooting yesterday in Lynn during the filming of a rap video. No arrests announced. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Some good news for retailers this shopping season, but just wait till next year. Here's Tim Berg.
U.S. retail sales rose just over 2% between November 1st and Christmas Eve. Many Americans ditched shopping at stores for digital outlets. And pandemic buying trends favored household goods and food over apparel continued. That's according to early sales data from firms that track shopper spending. Now, as far as celebrating the holidays, it looked a lot different this year than it has in years past due to the pandemic. But Dr. William Hazeltine tells MSNBC there is light at the end of the tunnel.
Next year is going to come in like a lion, but if it doesn't go out like a lamb, it's going to go out like a ram. We have vaccines on the way for many companies, and they will be more available. We have new drugs that are on their way and will help ease the burden, not only of the virus, but the consequences of the virus.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
No Powerball winner last night. The jackpot rose to $363 million for Wednesday's drawing. No winner Friday in Mega Millions either. That jackpot now at $376 million for Tuesday's drawing. A playoff appearance clinched in the NFL. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the Detroit Lions yesterday 47-7 for their 10th win of the season. The Bucs going to the playoffs for the first time since 2007. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.